Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Appreciate the choirs uplifting us, our spirits as we worship God tonight. Amen. What a great song, focusing upon the Lord. You can tell Brother Brian and I didn't orchestrate things, because I'd like for you to turn to Psalm 63 tonight. And as you're turning, here are some requests that have come in today. Sister Chrisman continues to need prayer. And then Sister Karen's been awfully sick as well. Let's remember her in prayer. Sister Rose just hasn't been able to recover. And let's just pray that God would touch her in a special way tonight. Lynn Townsend is very sick and needs to touch the Lord. Sister Diane has texted in, and she's really sick today. And we just got these very special needs. We need the Lord to touch and to move tonight. Amen. Could you stand all the building? I want us to pray over these needs as we pray over the word tonight and ask the Lord. Amen. Would you call these names out? The Brad and Trisha's kids are sick. They text in as well. Let's remember them. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, we're so thankful we have this venue that we can come into the throne of grace. Oh, Father, you give good things to those that ask. And we pray, Lord, for healing for these that are sick. I pray that right now in their homes, oh God, that they would be aware of the presence of Jesus. And Lord, that you would lay your hand upon them, and that you would heal them and touch them with divine power. Lord, that there'd be a change, Lord, from this moment forward. Lord, you're able to do exceeding and abundantly above all we're able to ask or even think. And I praise you for it, Lord. I pray you'd bless your people that have made this effort to be here on this kind of night. Bless them, Lord. Thank you for what you've already done in this service. But Lord, bless the preaching of the word and challenge our hearts before we leave. In Jesus' name, amen. I had promised on watch night service that I would introduce our theme for this year, and that is to see his power, to see his power. I'm not really do that tonight. I just want to share a little bit of a thought with you about his power and from these verses. Verse 1, O God, thou art my God. Won't you just read this with me? O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. And brother, he doesn't have it ready to read, but that's when he said, thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee. But notice his cry. He said, to see thy power and thy glory as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. I want to share this thought tonight. The power and the glory of his presence. The power and the glory of his presence. God bless you. You can be seated. With the advent of electronic devices, folks have trouble with them. They call in tech support. And so an owner calls in to the tech thinking that he's got a major problem with his computer. He's surmising all kinds of things that have went wrong. The hard drive has blown. This is broken. This has happened. And, you know, used to in handling those calls, tech support used to just start into this long list. What about this? What about that? Do this, do that. And they would get into the technicalities right off. But they realized something after operating tech support not very long. They recognized that there was generally a universal problem. And they learned to begin with this simple question, maybe a twofold question. Before they got into any of the technicalities of what was wrong, the question they began with to the customer was simply this: is it plugged in? And the follow-up, is it turned on? It seems like a given, doesn't it? Is it plugged in? Is it turned on? One of the young people on the trip had a T-shirt, and he works in some kind of computers, but his T-shirt said that, "Is it plugged in?" Well, I want you to know, we're kind of like that fellow that thinks he's having trouble with his computer. I mean, we think everything's bad. Nothing's going to work. We surmise this has gone wrong. This is broken. This can't be fixed. And the whole time, if we would only realize the real way to solve all of those problems is just get plugged in to the power of God. Oh, if we could only realize, as Samuel Chadwick said decades ago, all of our problems could be comprehended and solved in the moving of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Plugged in to His power. Amen. You see, nothing is wrong with the power of God. His power is real. His power is available. His power is there. The question is, am I plugged in to the power of God? Am I turned on, so to speak, to spiritual things? Amen. Put simply, to be plugged in is to be engaged with God, engaged with His Word. And I know no better way to be plugged in and engaged with God than through prayer. I said prayer is what plugs us into God. And the follow-up thing is to have the switch turned on, to be turned on to spiritual things and spiritual hunger. And I know nothing that turns the switch on like praise and worship of our God and Savior. Oh, how many wants to be plugged into the power of God? Hallelujah. Oh, what it would do in our lives to be plugged in. And this may seem odd, but the tact I want to take tonight is simply this. The power of God comes from His presence. The power of God comes from His presence. And so a desire for His power is a desire for His presence. I know I focused on verse 2 when the psalmist said, "To see thy power and thy glory as I have seen thee in the sanctuary." But preceding that was, "My soul thirsteth for thee, and my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land." His power is in His presence. And truthfully, to have His power is to desire His presence. Oh, hallelujah. Every service, every time of prayer, to get down and say, "God, what I need is Your presence." Therein is the power. I want for the next few moments to use the sun as an illustration. And I want you to know the effect the sun has on our physical person is the same effect the presence of God has on our spiritual person. I've tried to remember this accurately, but when we first moved here, we moved here the summer of 91, and starting that November, the beginning of November, clear to about the beginning of March, it was a rare time those clouds got locked in here. I don't know if any of you remember this. There were articles in the paper about people, you know, going crazy. But from 1st of November to about the 1st of March, we had like 4 hours of true sunshine. And I turned to Sandra many times. I said, "If this is what Ohio is like, how many knows when you don't have sunshine, it starts affecting us. The physical body needs sunshine, but I want you to know our inner person, it must have the Spirit of God." Amen. And I want to liken this to the sun. And the first thing I want us to consider is the sun doesn't try to produce and put out heat and light. It doesn't try to put out heat and light. Amen. The sun doesn't have to exert itself to put forth light and heat. And the reason is the light and heat are automatically there because the sun is there. They're an inherent part of that body, that sun, of the sun. And the heat and light cannot be separated from the sun. If you have the sun, you have the heat, you have the light. And I know it's simply put, but the light is there because the sun is there. Hallelujah. His power is here, when his presence is here, and this light that is projected and extended from the Son is the very evidence of the Son being present. Hallelujah. The brightness of the light reveals the greatness of the Son. If you've ever been out on a dark night and somebody's holding some type of flashlight and it's extremely bright, the first question somebody asks is, what kind of flashlight is that? The light, the bright light, gave evidence. It spoke of, it revealed the greatness of the source. And I'm telling you, the light of the Son is the glory of the Son. Hallelujah. And when we begin to talk about to see thy power and thy glory, we talk about the glory of God. It's the evidence of his presence. It's simply what is produced by his presence. To see his glory is to be stricken with his greatness, his might, his love, his uniqueness, the everything that he is. Oh God, to be in his presence is to see his glory. And in the church services, his glory, like the light of the sun, is the glory of the Son. God's glory is when we begin to feel our minds enlightened to things about God and truth. The light just goes on. That's the glory of God at work in our minds. Maybe we're in a service, we've been down and despairing, and suddenly we feel our souls lifting. That's the presence of God, and the lifting of our soul is the glory of God. We begin to be thrilled and encouraged in the inner person. That's the glory coming off his very presence. We have a sense of eternity. We have an all of his holiness. We're overwhelmed by his love in the presence of God. The glory of God is there, and we begin to feel those things. There's an automatic lifting up of his name, being all stricken and glory. Why do we glorify him? Because we're aware of his glory. Amen. Just like the light of the sun is its glory, this moving of God's presence produces an awareness of glory in our hearts. Glory. They used to holler that out. Just glory. When's the last time you heard that? Just glory, 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 glory. It was produced by his presence. If the light of the sun is its glory, the heat of the sun is its power. And once again, the sun doesn't have to try to give off heat. The heat is there because the sun is there. The heat is the effect the sun has on whatever's in contact with it. Now, I want to take you this back. The light is the glory of the sun. The heat is the power of the sun. To see thy glory and thy power. The glory and power of God is from his presence, just like the light and the heat of the sun comes from that source, that body. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, aren't you glad there is a power in the presence? There is power in the presence of Jesus. What does that look like? What is that like? Amen. That's when we're in a service together and suddenly things are being done that no man could do. No amount of talking, no amount of speaking, no amount of seeking and singing and speaking, but suddenly things are being done that no man can do. Hearts are being touched that nobody's been able to get through to. Needs, deep needs that folks have tried and tried to find a solution to, suddenly those needs are being met. Oh, and it goes beyond that. The healing virtue of the Lord. I remember years ago, I keep thinking of this, so I'll just share it. We was at a convocation, and suddenly the presence of the Lord was so real in that place. And the one that was in control of the service finally, in a pause, amen, had us move out the chairs in that big auditorium and make a prayer line, have the ministers come up, make a prayer line. It reached from the front to the back. I'll never forget that night. I've been in a lot of services. We experienced something like that here several years ago, but the presence of God was so real, you didn't have to try to try to get faith to come up. Faith was there. You knew the healing power of God was there. Why did we feel His healing power? Because His presence was there. And His power, His healing power just comes from His presence. Oh, hallelujah. Didn't that lady with the issue of blood discover that? Hallelujah. Jesus didn't have to try to force power to come out. The power was in His presence. And when she touched His presence, the healing virtue came and it healed her. Oh, that's why we need the presence of God in a service. People need healed. It goes beyond that. The power of God to deliver those that are bound, to deliver from the hold of darkness and of sin. I'm telling you, in the presence of God, folks are delivered. Folks that have been bound and can't get loose in darkness and can't get, in the presence of God, all of a sudden the power is there to set the captive free. Oh, to see Thy power and Thy glory. Where does it come from? My soul thirsteth for Thee. My flesh, Lord. Oh, God, it's Your presence I want. And when we have His presence, the power and the glory will be here. Oh, hallelujah. He cannot be separated from the light of the sun, nor the light from the heat. And neither can we separate God's glory from His power, or His power from His glory. And that's why I'm convinced when we seek that which will bring Him glory, we will have His power. Don't you think about that? When we seek that which will bring His glory, Him glory, we will have His power. I remember God, it used to begin to move in our services, and somebody break out in song, "We'll give all the glory to Jesus and tell of His love." I'm not going to get ahead of myself. That's for another night. Amen. But there's a lot of churches and people that want power today for power's sake, for the sensation. Amen. That's not the purpose of it. We'll give all the glory to Jesus and tell of His love. Oh, hallelujah. Aren't you glad His presence is available? When we seek His glory, we will have His power. I'm going to move to a close, but still using the analogy of the sun. I can draw a picture of the sun. Do you have that? I'm going to show you tonight. Here's a picture of the sun. Amen. I didn't draw it. I got it off the internet, but we could have a picture of the sun. I know you see the light from the bulb, but is anyone in any danger of getting a tan tonight from the light of the drawing? Let me ask you this. Be real honest. Can you feel any heat coming off of that picture there? Why? It's just a drawing of the sun. It ain't the sun. And if it's just a drawing of the sun, there'll be no heat. There'll be no light. And here is where we are at in 2014 in our church world. Paul saw it coming. He said perilous times are coming. And he said in that same chapter, folks will have a form of godliness and deny the power thereof. The form of godliness, but denying the power. That picture, if you could go back to, that looks like the sun. Everybody knows that looks like the sun. But that's only the form of the sun. It's not the sun. We could have a form of godliness, but that's not what we're seeking here at Union Road in 2014. We don't want a form of godliness without the power. We want God, and having God, we will have the power. Hallelujah. We don't want a drawing or form. We want the sun itself. And when you have the sun, you'll have the light, you'll have the heat, and when you have God's presence, you'll have the glory, and you'll have the power. Hallelujah. Only the sun itself can give the heat and the light of the sun. Amen. I just had a drawing. I could get more fancy. If I had a little time, I'd get it from somebody else, or I'd do it myself. I would videotape. That's so archaic. I would, what do you call it today? I would record. That really goes back. That reminds me of the reel-to-reel things. But anyway, with technology, I would digitize an image of the sun rising. And it might look really great and have great colors, but it doesn't matter how good of HD camera that I use. We could play it on here. We could even put music to it, and we'll still have no heat, and we'll still have no light. And in the church, we can have every program, every event, the best of singing. I mean, we can have it all, but what we need is not just some production. We need the presence of God, His presence in the singing, His presence in the teaching, His presence in the praying. Oh, I hope something's stirring, amen, with the psalmist in your heart. Oh, God, Thou art my God, early will I seek Thee. My flesh longeth for Thee in a dry and thirsty land to see Thy power and Thy glory. Amen. Both light and heat are there because the sun is there. And when God's presence is there, we'll have His power and His glory. Would you come, music, tonight? And so bring in what the psalmist says all together once more. The desire for His presence will cause us to plug in to His power. How do you plug in? God, I'm hungry for You. God, I seek You. God, I'm longing for You. Almost a year ago, you'll remember all those folks on that cruise ship, that Carnival cruise ship. Actually, it was on February 10th of last year. They had a fire and it knocked out the ship's power. That vessel was drifting on its own. I never knew this. It said the ship's name was Triumph. The fire knocked out the ship's power. There were 4,200 passengers and crew. They couldn't operate the flush toilets. Being there where they were in the Caribbean, it was hot. They couldn't keep cool. They had to move out into the hallways. They had no lights there in those rooms. They had no way to cook the food. There was food shortages. There were shortages on water. And then the disease hit. Some commented that the worst was the odor and the boredom. I mean, what are you going to cruise for? To have a great time, right? But things went bad in a hurry because of one thing. The power was gone. And what was supposed to be a pleasurable, fun time turned into a nightmare. In fact, they called it the ship from hell because of the heat that was there. And that was what they designated it. But what an awful turn from good to bad because they didn't have the power. Have you ever noticed how things can get really bad, really fast in our lives without His presence and His power? Have you seen it happen? I've seen it happen in a marriage. I've seen it happen in people's lives. They lose the power of God and things go bad in a hurry. But on the same token, you get the power going again and things start straightening out. Things start getting where they ought to be. In a hurry. We need His power. We need His presence. Would you stand across the building? I know there's some hungry folks in this house. Oh, Lord. Why don't you just join the psalmist? Oh, Lord, I'm thirsty. I'm hungry for You. I want to see Your power and Your glory. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes we as believers, and the desire is great. The desire is well-founded. We so want to see folks saved and things happen and people blessed. You know, we're trying to scrunch up, if you will, the power and exert the effort, and it just doesn't happen. But oh, if we could just get in the presence of Jesus, there's no exertion. His power and His glory are just there because His presence is there. How many like to enter into His presence tonight? Amen. Would you come join me in these altars and say, oh, Lord, we want to see Your power and the glory. We want Your presence. Just tell Him, Lord, I want to enter into Your presence tonight. I want to enter into Your presence. Oh, I want Your presence. Oh, I want Your presence. Oh, I want Your presence. Yes, I want to see Your power and Your glory. But when I'm in Your presence, the power and the glory will be there. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, let's just spend time in seeking Him. God bless you for the effort to be here tonight. But let's say, oh God, we want to see Your power and glory. Young people, you've been praying in that back room. I'm so glad for that. But I believe the power and the glory of God is going to fill that youth prayer room. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want Your presence, Lord. Oh, let's seek Him tonight.